So let's try a simple one. So again, we're just going to use this, the tuner that we're using for this kind of beginning part of doing mindfulness, of moving out of the self-referencing mini-me, is that actually awareness itself is what's turning back to discover this pure awareness, and then this pure awareness is discovering that it's also formless. So the form is emptiness, emptiness is form, is kind of the discovery. But this awareness can unhook from thought and either drop or open. So let's just see what that's like. If awareness, which is actually the awake nature that's already here, just see what it's like when it drops into your heart space or into your torso and doesn't look to thought, just to feel what it's like to move from head to heart. So just simply, without even knowing how you're doing it, just feel the normal way of orienting, and then just feel like awareness can unhook from thought, and then awareness is the source of intelligence. It can drop and know your smile from your smile. It can know your jaw directly from within your jaw. And then awareness drops and knows your throat from within your throat. And then awareness drops below your neck and knows your upper body or your heart space directly from where it's knowing. So it's not looking up to thought, and you're not looking from your head. Awareness is unhooked, knows your jaw, knows your throat, alert, awake, like an open, clear sky. But now it knows aliveness, space, and awareness. And it doesn't need to orient by thought to be here and to be mindful of bodily sensations from within. So what's it like to not orient by thought and yet to be alert and actually mindful of your body? You can feel your breath moving, right? From where your breath is moving. So now just speaking without going to thought, what's it like? What do you notice about thought-free awakeness?
Moving.
Beautiful. The less you think about it, the more you know what's going on in your body. And there's not a judgmental quality to that knowing, right? It just sees everything directly. And it's not that you're not dumbed down. You have the potential, right? If you stay here and don't go to thought, and then you just invite down your phone number. So just remember your phone number without going up to your head. And then drop it. And then what's it like to feel open-hearted? So the awareness is unhooked. It's dropped here now to your heart space. Now see what it's like if awareness can open to both sides or one side, and be interested in the space in which sound is coming and going. So it's almost like now you're aware of space, contentless, thought-free, and sense-free now, until that local awareness is not only aware of space, but it's aware of spacious awareness. So it's as if the spacious awareness is now aware of itself, without time, without objects, without thought or sensation, just awareness. Boundless. And then as that awareness remaining open, see what it's like for that awareness to also know that it's never been other than aliveness and form. So as that spacious awareness come back and let that awareness on its own notice that it includes your thoughts, feelings, and sensations from head to toe. And so there's kind of an open-hearted, heart-mind quality to what you're knowing and where you're knowing from. So now you can be aware of thoughts, you can be aware of your breath, but you're mainly aware of awareness itself, which is aware of thought, which is aware of sensation, which is free of the suffering, self-referential, which is free of the dualistic, time-bound, past referencing and future fear. Yeah? What do you notice? When you're the spacious awareness that's also inherent within. What's here? Who's here? What are the qualities that show up with this open-heartedness?
Floating.
Enmesh, like interconnected. Yeah, interconnected. Non-judgmental, yeah. Anyone notice that non-judgmental or acceptance of what is? Is there anything you need to get rid of to be okay? Is there anything you need to get to be okay just now? And so if not, that's really the first definition of being free of suffering. Non-grasping, non-aversion. Nothing needs to be gotten rid of. And I'm okay. Nothing needs to be gotten, to be added, to feel well-being or okayness. Yeah? What else do you notice? Anyone want to speak from here about?
Description, yeah. Stop.
Description stop. That's right. Yes. Yeah, timeless. And now.
Very
now, very here.
It's a slowing time.
Yeah.
But there is still the activity.
Yes.
Interaction.
That's right.
It's both human, level,
right.
And nothing.
It's nothing and subtle and alive, yeah. The lack of needing to go to description to have direct perception of what is, which is really what mindfulness is, right? Mindfulness of what is without creating a picture or a symbol or an image about what happened 2 seconds ago, but directly experiencing life as life is, non-judgmentally, with the kind of interconnected way of easily observing, yeah? Anyone else notice anything? What would you say?
Soft breath, soft eyes.
Yes.
Open heart.
Yeah. Soft breath, soft eyes, open heart. That's the natural condition of how we could live. The nature of mind softens your breath, your eyes, your heart. It turns you to the non-fear, non-speedy, non... And then the feeling of...
Love.
That's discovered, that's not created by trying to be loving, right? That's discovered to be really what's here below the fear and the judgment and the self-doubt, what's inherent, deeper, underneath, more primary than the other layers. And then that comes back and kind of embraces all those thoughts and emotions. So this is the capacity that can bear what seemed to be unbearable. Finding this can heal the suffering. So rather than waiting till you heal all the suffering to get to this awake consciousness, we go right to this awake, open-hearted, loving capacity. And as that, bring the trauma, the fear, the worry to this you who can bear and liberate and heal and love up what seemed to be outcast or exiled or fearful. So this is kind of the discovery of that. Anyone else want to say anything? What do you notice? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so there's a vividness, like a clarity. Yeah, and everything's being, you know, like alive energetically. And it's almost like, I don't know if you can notice that what happens is when you step out of your mind, that the projection onto other things and other people drops. So everything's clear because you're not going out to judge yourself and to judge others, and you just see things just like as they are. Yeah.
I don't feel separate.
I don't feel separate. Yes, that's right. So that's the feeling of interconnectedness. And it's actually what, you know, one of the definitions of what emptiness means. Yeah? Emptiness means there's no separate, there are no separate things. Everything's interconnected. That's what emptiness means. It means things are empty of self-existence, meaning that they're interconnected, not meaning they're like a vacuum. You know, there's no flower. A flower is not a flower by itself. It needs light, water, earth. So it can't exist except interconnected. So it's empty of self, as if it's an object, as if there's only a reality on levels of separate objects. There's also the empty level means interconnected. The other root word of emptiness is svi, of shunyata, which is emptiness. And the images that are used are the invisible life force within a seed that lets it grow into a plant. That's what emptiness is, the invisible potential life source or force that is what helps us grow. Yeah? So interconnected, invisible potential. That's empty. That's the quality of this awake awareness, that it's potential to know and it's interconnected, and it's the ability to directly perceive, even for a moment, this true nature, this Buddha nature, this freedom from suffering, to know that it's here and it's possible for you, that it's not something only for the, for the esoteric few who commit their lives to monasteries or live in caves for 50 years. That's not the only group of virtuosos of meditation who have done 100,000 hours. It's available to everyone. There's stories, you know, that you know from where people came to Buddha and said, you know, I have a disease, I'm dying, can you help me awaken? And is given instruction to awaken. And the instruction that was given to this guy, Bahia, was in hearing, just hear, in seeing, in thinking, just thinking. And there's no one created out of that. There's just the awareness and experience. So when you just hear, just see, just taste, just be, and you don't create a sense of a little extra mini-me out of the thinking, then ego function is still there. Your ego name and your ego body, meaning ego meaning you're an individual on a physical form. You have a function that you conditionally have that helps you function and drive a car and know where you live. But the driver of the car is this awareness. It's not the little scared, self-referencing, thought looping you. So the first thing is to get this feeling of stepping out of that and then stepping into this sense of empty, awake, precious human birth. Ah, right? So if we just do that again, what's here now when there's no problem to solve? So now that you have a sense of what awareness is, what do you notice? What's here when there's no problem to solve? On the level of identity. What's a quality? Just say a quality or out loud. My body.
No time.
What's the quality of the invisible like? The quality of that which is not the content. When the awareness is curious about the awareness, when the awareness feels into the awareness, what shows up?
Consciousness
observing consciousness. Yeah. Any location from which it's observing?
All around.
Pure awareness. And the pure awareness also includes aliveness?
Connected to everything that's alive.
Yep. Anyone else notice that? So it's getting a feel that the invisible awareness can feel visible, invisible awareness, rather than looking at movement, content, thoughts, feelings, sensations, thoughts, likes, dislikes. That's the first level, contents, make sure you see, separate them out, and then open to what is aware of all that. What's this consciousness like? Is it a mental consciousness? Is it a sense of self? Or is it this ever-changing, still awake peace of mind? So getting that feel. Yeah, anyone else? What do you notice when you don't look from thought and you don't look to thought? You don't look at objects. What's left? What's that feel like? Where we usually think is a gap or an absence. Is actually a presence.
It's the emptiness,
yeah. But it has a knowing of it. It's known by the not knowing, right? There's a certain feeling, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It's leisurely. There's movement and stillness, and then there's something that's neither movement nor stillness. That's both movement and stillness. That's the stillness or movement are happening in, right? So if you look at your body and how it feels right now, and you just don't change it, you don't judge it, but don't change it, don't make it better or worse. So feel your body, and now also notice that your body may be comfortable or uncomfortable. There may be a little pain. There may be a little joy. There may be a little movement. There may be... And just notice that. And now notice the awareness that's aware of your body, that has no movement, that has no pain, that's also here at the same time. that has no location. That's the sky in which the movement or sensation or pleasant or unpleasant is moving within. But it's aware and inherent and pervasive and spacious. What do you notice when you feel that? As the subject and the object. What does it do for your, when you're mindful from there of the awareness and the awareness, then that awareness is aware from within. So it's almost as if that awareness is aware of your sensations from within your body rather than from above your breath or above your body, yeah? And so you feel like your awareness is spread through your body. So now, just to, for a minute, let's stand up. But the way I want you to stand up is let the awareness stand your body up. And to see how that feels, yeah? And almost let your awareness just start to kind of stretch your body. So you're not stretching your body with your mind. You're really letting your awareness from within feel like you're, it knows what to do and how to move. And you can kind of let its intelligence kind of almost micro release kinks of and you may notice kind of a fluidity, still pleasant and unpleasant, and but also kind of the space within, the space around, and kind of that awareness intelligence. And then kind of stack your vertebrae with your awareness. So just go down and then stack your vertebrae slowly up. Like you're standing for the first time. And awareness is supporting. Feel light and buoyant. And standing in your human body with the awareness outside and within. Yeah? So what do you notice about that? Yeah? Hard, yeah. Then you went back to your head. Yeah, so this is the play of consciousness is noticing when you're in system one and noticing when you're in system two. When you're in your mind trying to do something and when you're in this awareness that's, and you start to feel the difference and you can kind of return and you kind of play with this once you know the ways of moving awareness. So let's try a version of something we did before. So again, starting with your awareness identified with thinking, and just shift your awareness from thinking to one of your ears. So awareness now moves and becomes focused in a very small area, just vibration, sensation and awareness. Just hearing. Neither hearer nor focused on the heard. Just hearing. And just as awareness unhooked and moved to this small area, see what it's like if that local awareness unhooks from hearing and opens to the space to the sides in which sound is coming and going. So let awareness merge with open space and just be aware of that contentless, objectless, thought-free invisible space. And just notice that that awareness has expanded, so you're not only aware of space, but that you've discovered that awareness goes out until it discovers spacious awareness, that there's an awareness that's spacious. And just for a moment, let that spacious awareness be interested in knowing itself. Just the invisible, alert, timeless relocation of what you're aware of and where you're aware from. And just asking yourself, am I aware of the spacious awareness? Or what's it like if I am the spacious awareness, which, or surrender to the spacious awareness, and that spacious awareness is already aware of thoughts, feelings, and sensations as a continuous field of awareness within, behind, and around, in a kind of feeling of embodied space, openness, and inherent interconnected awareness that doesn't have to go up to thought to know and isn't looking down from thought. So just feel this panoramic field from which there's no location from which you're mindful from, but that you're mindful without helping or without deliberately trying to be mindful, that the awareness is aware of your breath. So there's the awareness, then there's movement, and then you can be aware of one point of your breath at your body. So the awareness is pervasive. Within that is movements, thoughts, feelings, sensations, and there's one contact point of breath, either at your belly or your nostril. Just grounds you in space, in movement, and in contact. Being aware of space and from space of the movement and of one location that you're effortlessly aware of from the field. Just not going up to thought and not going down to sleep. Resting as that sky, which is resting deeper than sleep and yet is wide awake, like a cool, crisp sky in which thoughts, feelings, sensations move, and the contact of the breath here and now. So just breathing, allow a smile to come to your face. And just resting and looking, being curious about what is aware and who is this that's aware, mindful here and now. What is that? What do you feel like? Where are you located? What's that feeling of being? That ground of being, which is the awareness coming into form. So how does it feel to be? What do you notice? So notice you don't have to think to be. Yeah? Does everyone agree with that? So I am, therefore I am. And I could think, and I could not think. But either way, I am that am. The amness is in the awareness. And then I don't have to do to be. From being, I could do. But just notice that. Is that true? You don't have to do to be. So important that the ground is being. Then there could be thought. Then there could be doing. But if it comes from being, then you get do be do be do. You get. So what does being feel like? Feels like home. Yeah, that's right. Feels like home. Peace.
Effortless.
So there's the effortless awareness. It's effortlessly almost self-maintaining when you're in being. Comfortable, yeah. It's when you're out of the perpetual dissatisfaction of the mini-me, when it's perpetually not looking to get, to do, to solve, then you're in comfort, well-being, okayness. Yeah, anyone feel that okayness? Kind of a safety or home. Kind of a ground, effortlessness. This is, you know, this is in an hour, hour and a half through doing little exercises. You can come home to yourself and be. And from being now, you can choose, do, and think without becoming the thinker and the doer. The old thinker and doer are constellations of consciousness that you could do and think from. But from being, you can think. From being, you can do. And you learn how to return home and then live in this flow, from this flow of open-hearted awareness. And that's possible. I really believe people can live from this. This is not a meditative state out of that you've retreated away from light. This is a way to come into, drop and open and include and relate and create from here. No reason why you can't stay here and talk and walk and talk and relate effortlessly from this non-reactive open-hearted, loving, accepting, interconnected feeling of being. So thank you all for coming.